Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Joined again as we are. We've moved his day now that everything is settled down and everything. To Tuesdays, joining us once again from Yuma, Arizona, is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm glad to be here today.
Well, I'm looking at your stuff that they have published. I take it that they are behind.
A bit, but, travel takes a bit of time when you're doing one thing. You know, I can't write and travel at the same time. Now, if I have to get somebody to hire a driver for me or maybe a fully autonomous vehicle so I could write while I was traveling, that wouldn't be so bad. But it takes up time, and then I caught some kind of a little bug at the SHOT Show, and so I'm pretty much recovered from that.
So?
But I've got articles in line.
They okay, well.
All been put out there yet. They're not as much behind as you might think.
Well, one thing I'm noticing, and I don't know if you've seen this, but like in the mainstream media, I'm beginning to read more and more about bear attacks.
Yeah, I'm seeing that. I've seen a bit more. I think they figured out people are interested. But the other side of it, we're just having more of them. You know, if in 2021, it was either tied for the record number of fatal bear attacks in North America, which would be 6, or it exceeded the record by 1 because there's one that is still being investigated in British Columbia.
Right.
So where that's would you more like than usual? I mean, yeah. You'd go a year. I mean, you'd maybe have 1 a year, 2 a year. You know, you just they were not common because people were not attacked by bears very often.
So where would you like to kick off tonight?
Well, how about we talk about my visit to the Kel-Tec booth? I've had a good relationship with the Kel-Tec people. I've had several conversations and got to know Toby Obermeit, who's their lead design engineer, I believe. And then a couple of years ago, I met Ryan Williams, who's another engineer involved in it, and he was at SHOT Show this year. And hopefully I'll have an upcoming article about George Kellgren, because I thought this was a bit of a coup, is that he must be the most successful firearms designer. By successful, I mean having the most number of commercial designs that have been produced and been successes of anybody since John Moses Browning. I'm just trying to think of one. You know, there are people who've had sort of one of that have been incredibly successful. For example, Kalashnikov. You know, you can't say that there's a more successful design than the Kalashnikov design.
Right.
You can say Stoner had some excellent designs. But for just sheer numbers of designs that have become commercial successes, I think Kel-Tec is right after John Moses Brown. And he was at the Kel-Tec booth. And I'm a bit of a fan because he does such innovative stuff. And I think their quality control has increased significantly in the last few years. I mean, people either loved Kel-Tec or they hated Kel-Tec. And I think more and more people are loving it. So everything seems to be working for him. And they have a new pistol out this year. Well, as they say, talking about Kel-Tec, this is vaporware. And the pistol's there. They have produced a few of them. It's a subcompact 14-ounce, 15-shot 9mm. And it's only 0.875 inches thick. So it's a small, it's about the size of a Walther PP or maybe a Makarov. You know, it's 6.6 inches long. It's a small pistol.
Right.
And yet they have a almost full length 4-inch barrel on it, which is a pretty good, you know, you get good ballistics out of that, out of a 9mm. And I was talking to one of the employees of Kel-Tec there, and not as guarded as, I'd say, more sophisticated big operations like Remington used to be Remington or maybe Ruger, you know, where they're pretty close mouths about what they'll tell you. But I was hanging around there, and they talked about that with an optical sight. This fellow said he was able to get 2-inch groups at 25 yards with that little pistol. Now, that's off a rest, of course, under the very best of conditions. But that's very good. That's very, very good. That's right up there with full-size Glock. A little better, actually. Very close.
Yeah. It sounds like a pretty decent...
Go ahead. Go ahead, though.
No, I think that's a very decent for a self-defense gun. I don't know what their intention is. Did they tell you?
Yeah, it's clearly a self-defense gun. You know, it's designed for the concealed carry market, you know, self-defense. And I thought, gee, you know, that's a crowded field. There's an awful lot of really good pistols in that field. You know, but it's in there. It's competitive. I think it will be. Like I said, it's not available yet. You can't just go and buy one. They're saying they expect it to be on the market, you know, middle of the year. And it's only January now. And Kel-Tec is famous for this kind of stuff, and it seems to work for them, is they announce a product and let people see it, put out pre-production samples and that kind of stuff. And then it may take, you know, several months before it actually becomes available. I don't know. I mean, like I said, it seems to work for them. It's not the way I would think I'd want to do it.
Kel-Tec, you know, one of the things I like about Kel-Tec is they do some, they don't do what everybody does. They get out there and take a risk, and they do some interesting.
They really do.
Yeah, they do some interesting design things. The problem that they have that I have noticed, because there's been a couple of guns I wanted to try, is that I never see them anywhere.
Yeah.
As you said, vaporware.
Well, I talked to them about this because of, you know, I was curious. I was trying to figure out what was going on. And, this will probably be in a future article, too. I didn't put it in this one. Is that they have no debt. Kel-Tec has no debt. He owns the company. I'm sure it's a corporation of some kind. But no debt. None. So if it takes longer to get satisfied demand, it takes longer. They are not going to go into debt to increase production. And, so that's what happens. It's what's happened on this P-17. I wanted to get one just to play with. I shot one at SHOT Show 2 years ago.
Right.
I thought it was a pretty interesting little pistol.
Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the first break, and, we might talk a little bit more about Kel-Tec because they, you know. But Dean was there. Dean was testing it out. Talking to Dean Weingarten when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about Kel-Tec. Some of their guns, some of their guns, like some of their bullpups they've come out with, I would love to try them. I've never seen one, though. Never seen one.
I was on the road up to SHOT Show. And I stopped to have lunch. And in the little mall where I stopped to have lunch, there was a pawn/gun shop. So I went there. And they had two Kel-Tec CP-33s for sale in the count. And that has been hard to come by for, about 3 years. And
right.
When I got to the show, I asked Ryan Williams about it. He said, yeah, they caught up with that, they said, several months ago, and they've been shipping them out regularly. But what happens is just like with you, you're interested in this gun. You want to try it out or check it out. And there are a lot of people out there who want to try something new and innovative just to see whether they like it or not.
Right.
And so the demand just outstrips supply enormously at the start. And then the price goes through the roof because there's much more demand than there is supply. And so I've seen that CP-33 are going about twice of suggested retail for a while. And I got one, like I said, a couple months ago. And it's just, it was about, I think it was used, and I got a reasonably pretty good deal on it. I really love it. I think it's great. It's not a little pistol. It's a big pistol. I think of it more like a pocket rifle. But the other one that they had another home run with is this P-17, that little pocket size 22 and 16 round magazine. It's sort of in direct competition to the TX-22. And I have one of those, and it's an excellent little pistol. I mean, it's become maybe my favorite, 22. I don't know, that CP-33 is sure nice because I can easily have an optical sight on it. My eyes aren't as good as they used to be. But that P-17, they were going for two. I mean, I think I saw them three times the retail price. And the retail price is ridiculously low. It's like $199. And they're still not anywhere near satisfying demand on it. And that's been about 2 years.
Right.
But what I think I may have told you in the previous show that they had a problem with getting the plastics to their suppliers so they could make magazines so they could sell pistols. But, so it was the supply side, supply chain issue was a problem with that. But it seems like they kind of have that sort of thing happening at Kel-Tec. One of the things that is because they're not willing to go into debt, so, you know, they just have their production line that produces whatever it produces. And if you have a problem, well, then they probably have to stop and fix it. One of the things that happened with the P-17 is it had a very rocky introduction. I don't know, there was a famous video went out there of the guy showing just all kinds of problems. Just wouldn't work. I mean, it was a pre-production sample, and it flat out would not work. I mean, you'd get a shot or two, and a jam, and a jam, and a shot, and a jam. You know, just a jam-o-matic. So I talked to one of their engineers about it. He said, yeah, we had some problems with the metallurgy on some of the stuff we were getting from another supplier. Anyway, what happened is they took a couple, well, I think it was about 5 or 6 months, and got everything fixed. And now I just don't hear of problems with it anymore. So maybe they learned something, you know, just be sure you got it right. I had a great time briefly chatting with George Kellgren, and I hope to do an article. I don't know if he ever does interviews. He's so successful. I don't think he's Bill Gates wealthy, but, he's certainly multi-millionaire. I don't know if he's a billionaire. Probably not. But Kel-Tec has made itself a present.
Well, he doesn't have to worry about paying the light bill anyway, huh?
No. I was so impressed talking to him. He just seemed like such an incredibly sharp individual. I'd really like to be able to get an interview, and maybe he'll listen to your show and say, yeah, sure, here, call me up. We'll see.
Well, the only thing that I would say, and maybe he shouldn't listen to this one, but the only thing I should say is, despite him not having any debt, which is great, you know, by the same token, why did they go to SHOT Show? Because SHOT Show, I mean, even the Luago Alien is out there for people to buy now. And I mean, that's an enormously expensive pistol for what it is. And, you know, this, the 33. Yes, sir.
I think they just, I didn't get this from Kellgren or Ryan Williams or anybody else yet, but I think they you make policy. You know, instead of constantly having to make a decision over and over, am I going to do this, going to that, you make policy. And I suspect Kel-Tec has a policy. We will have a booth at SHOT Show.
Sure.
And they just do that. And they've consistently been there for the last several shows. And I think I've got some great articles out of them, which is why I keep going back. And they're just more willing to talk to you than a whole lot of other people, it seems to me. And they did it because it's what they do, partly. And I think, from what I saw, my guess is that they hit some pretty good deals, and I think George Kellgren enjoys being able to wheel and deal at show and talk with high-level buyers and that kind of thing. That's my guess.
Well, it's definitely the show to go to.
He's enjoying himself tremendously.
It is definitely the show to go to if you're going to introduce new things. And I just wish they would be set up enough to, because I would try some of their stuff. I would love to try some of it.
Well, if we ever get to where we see each other again, maybe I'll bring a couple of Celtics and you could try them out.
Well, maybe we'll have the NRA show again. Maybe that'll come.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, we are in such flux. You wonder if anything's going to be settled down to safety and security and regularity again.
Yeah. Well, as far as all that goes, we're going to see. I'm set and ready to go the next time they have a show, if they ever have a show again. We're headed to the next break. For all of you out there, this article that Dean is talking about is on the page at Amoland. You can go looking at all contributors and find Dean Weingarten. He'll be on the left midway down. And it'll be right there, and you can see what he thinks about this gun, this P-17. So go check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of jobs are still available for those looking for work. The Labor Department saying there were nearly 11 million job openings in December. That's a more than 1% increase from November and above what analysts had forecast. More than 4.3 million people quit their jobs. Texas is preparing for another winter storm to hit the state this week. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says power outages could result from multiple scenarios.
It could be either ice on power lines that would cause a power line to go down, or it could be ice on trees that causes a tree to fall and on power lines and cause the power line to go down.
President Biden spending some time on Tuesday meeting with the Senate Judiciary Committee leaders to discuss the Supreme Court vacancy. USA Radio News. The former president is sitting on a boatload of cash.
Former President Donald Trump's latest Federal Election Commission filings from his political committees boast a $51 million haul for the second half of 2021. That gives Trump more than $122 million in cash on hand. Trump had already reported raising $82 million in the first half of 2021. Trump told Newsmax he likely won't make any announcements until after the midterm elections. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
It'll cost more than $6,000 for a seat in the nosebleed section to watch the Los Angeles Rams and Cincinnati Bengals in Super Bowl 56. Secondary markets like StubHub and Ticketmaster are selling seats in the top level of SoFi Stadium for at least $5,500, plus almost another $1,000 in fees. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, I don't recall us talking about this new e-form system by the ATF for NFA items. Maybe we did.
We have not, because I still don't want to buy anything on the NFA, so maybe you can change my mind now.
Well, okay, what's happened, I think it's really interesting, is that more and more people are buying NFA items and going through the horrific process that you have to go through for the NFA. I mean, there's months and months of delay. You have to fill out a lot of paperwork. You have to fill out fingerprints. You have to get a picture taken. You have to send it all to the ATF. It has to be in the proper order. And then it takes a ridiculous amount of time to get approved. I mean, for a Form 4, which is where you maybe buy a short-barreled rifle, shotgun, or a suppressor, it could take you most of a year. It's utterly insane. And part of the reason that it is that way is because the law was never meant to actually make it easy for people to follow the law. It was designed so that nobody would follow it. I mean, seriously, when the $200 tax was instituted back in the law was passed in 1934, but I don't think it really got implemented until 39, 38, around in there. Anyway, that pass is about close to $4,000 in value today. And for like a silencer that was a $5 item, who would pay $4,000 for tax on a $5 item? Well, nobody would. I mean, I don't know if any of the Maxim silencers got legally tax stamped. Now, there might have been a couple because early on, before the ATF got full blown into craziness, there were some items that were, people said, well, I had this before you passed this law. Aren't you going to grandfather it in for me? And they would actually grandfather it in without having to pay $200. There were a few items that did that. And so there might be a suppressor out there that, one of Maxim's suppressors. I think those were the only ones that were available back at that time. So there were just a small number of people who had it. But as, strange things happen in history, as that $200 became worth less and less and less and less, as our glorious government inflated the money supply and the dollar became worth less and less and less. Well, back in, 34, 38, around in there, minimum wage meant you had to work about 800 hours to pay that tax debt. Well, today, you got to work, even at minimum wage, 20 hours? 25 hours?
Something like that.
3 days, 2-3 days. I mean, it's a huge change from having to work almost 4 to 6 months.
And right now, very few people are paying minimum wage.
That's right. That's exactly correct. And I think in the article I might have mentioned things about, about how much difference there is. But it's a huge difference. And so more and more people, since they can't afford it, and they want these specialty items that have tremendous utility. I mean, I have some Form 1 suppressor now, and once you try them, you go, wow, I don't ever want to be without these again.
Sure.
Especially for a 22. They're just fantastic just to shoot them. When you get a chance, just try some that somebody has, and you go, wow, this is great. And most of the world look at what we have for regulation of suppressors, especially those people in Europe, and they say, how did your law get so crazy? This is a safety device. We insist on people using it here, and yet you can't, you have to go through all these stupid hoops to make it work. And that, you can't answer them. You say, well, it's because the law isn't apt, I think, as they say. The law doesn't make sense all the time, and it never made sense when it was started, and legal silencers were put on the list as almost as an afterthought for no real good reason, and they've just stayed on there. And hardly any used in crime, despite what Hollywood and movies depict, and of course, that's part of what we see is the propaganda in the media gives us false understanding of reality. So, to get back. So what they have done is they rolled out an online portal where you can go in and fill out a lot of the paperwork online, and you can probably send your fingerprints electronically. They're working on that. And there's a good chance that they'll get this waiting period down from, 10 months. Maybe they'll get it down to 2 months. I mean, I don't know. Nobody knows because it hasn't been going on long enough. And the question people would say, well, what's their incentive to do this? And why would they, why would they not want to do it? Well, the incentive is that they have to spend a lot of time and resources processing these forms, and it takes them time and effort to do so. And people complain to their representative And representatives used to have some clout with regulatory agencies like the ATF. Doesn't seem like they do anymore, but at one time they did. There may be a modicum of tradition holding on there. And what people don't realize is that $200 tax that you have to pay to get the tax down, none of that goes to ATF. It goes directly into the general fund. So when they streamline the process, they save themselves time and money.
I had heard that it went into the general fund, but I mean, is it fair to say that when they instigated that tax stamp, that was actually the first gun tax of a type meant to punish people to keep them from getting it, to dissuade them from getting something?
In the U.S., I believe it was.
Yeah, and
it was terrible law. They basically said, how do we, this is going to sound very familiar to what we have in the administration today. How do we work around the Constitution to do what we want? And those are very close to the actual words. They said, well, we looked at this, and because of the Second Amendment, we can't just ban things, but we have the power to tax. So we'll just tax them so much, nobody can buy it.
In San Jose, they're getting ready to have a tax and a liability fee. You probably saw that.
I've heard of something about that, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm waiting to see what happens with that. But I got a question to ask you. I'd just like to know your opinion when we get back. We're coming up on the last break, and Dean is a writer. He has well over 1,900 articles at Amaland waiting on you right this minute. Amaland is a huge website in the top 1,000 on the planet, and that makes Dean the biggest writer of his type in the world. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. And I had mentioned in the last, as we were going to the break, that there are companies out there. I was talking about San Jose and their requirement now to have gun liability insurance. I want to ask your opinion of something. Okay?
Go ahead.
So, I remember when they were passing the SAFE Act in New York, and they decided to say that all guns were limited to a 7-round capacity. And it was pointed out that no guns actually had 7-round mags. So they had to change that arbitrary number to another arbitrary number. But the fact that it did, the fact that these did not exist meant they had to change things. The other thing is that in New York, they wanted a background check for ammunition, which they didn't have the infrastructure in New York to actually do a background check. All, you know, the background checks are handled by the feds. They want to have a background check for ammo, and they don't supply those.
Yeah, right.
So they had to do away with that, too. So here we are now, and San Jose is requiring a fee to own a gun and liability insurance. However, here's the problem. We have companies in the United States today that sell gun liability insurance. Now, here's my problem. Are they enabling? Or are they, are they trying to say, well, you know, if we don't do it, then they won't be able to have guns?
I don't know. That is, it's an interesting question, and we can't stop them from selling liability insurance, although attorney generals in a couple states, New York and I think Washington State, have come down hard on organizations that either perform a service for their members, as in Washington State, or were running a program to help protect members if they needed legal assistance after a shooting, such as with the NRA carry guard, which doesn't exist anymore. So it's kind of just part of the hypocrisy of the left, I think. Whereas maybe it was Dan Bongino. He said, to the left, our speech is violence, and their violence is speech. They just change the words and the meaning of any particular law at any particular time to get the result that they want. And, you know, this idea that we're going to make liability insurance necessary in order to own a firearm, I just don't know if it'll fly or not. You'd have to. And the question is, they just keep popping these up as the Supreme Court may knock down a particular law, which they haven't knocked down many for a while on guns, but we got the New York Rifle and Pistol case coming up in that we should know in June what they say. But the left has an infinite variety of regulations and laws and legal requirements that they can impose and say, well, this one's not exactly the same as the last one, so it's okay, right? You're going to have to go through the whole procedure and make it up to the Supreme Court to strike it down. And when you have a full largest circuit in the United States, the Ninth Circuit, which essentially says, well, the Second Amendment doesn't really mean anything. It means anything we want it to mean at any time. And so even if you get three judges on a panel that say this is blatantly unconstitutional because of the Second Amendment, well, then we'll just convene an en banc hearing and say, no, it doesn't, because the Second Amendment isn't directly impacted because it doesn't eliminate every gun at every moment from your home. And therefore, we can say anything else can be eliminated at whim, which is essentially what they do in their silly, convoluted interpretation of how they judge whether Second Amendment rights are violated or not. So are the people who offer the insurance implied? As long as people are doing something legally, I have a hard time saying we should,
we should
go after them.
So then the question becomes, now for me and you, the price of owning a gun, it means buying the gun. If we want to put it in the safe, buying the safe, but it'll handle a lot of guns. Ammo, and that's it. For the people of San right. Jose, just having a gun means now they have to pay a fee. And I don't know how they'll assess the fee. Right. And the other thing is now they're going to have insurance. So I remember in Chicago when they finally got to the point where they were allowing permits in Chicago. But then they decided to say, well, you had to take so much training. And you had to do this and you had to do that. And for the people of the inner city who didn't own a car, there were no gun shops in Chicago. Yep. There were no training schools in Chicago.
It's still the case, I think.
Yes. And so then somebody made some ruling to where they at least had to, if they're going to require it, they have to make it to where it's allowed to be done where they can do it. I don't remember which judge put that together, but I remember that coming out of there.
I do remember that ruling.
So here once again, we have basically a tax on gun ownership. Now, are they going to tax speech the same way? Are they going to tax voting the same way?
They are, yes. All of this stuff it all is premised not on what is just or what is equal treatment before the law or what is due process. It's what advances the leftist agenda. That's the premise. You look at things like they're trying to pass this easy for Democrats to cheat bill, which looks like it's been defeated for at least a little while now.
Yep.
Has nothing to do with actually making voting just or equal before the law. If you're in a big urban center, we're going to make it easy to collect all the votes you want, and we're going to make it impossible for anybody to claim they're illegal so we can win. I mean, it's like trying to make the United States into one big Tammany Hall.
See, here's the problem. Like, they're out there right now calling the Georgia rules, the Georgia law, whatever they passed, as Jim Crow 2.0, except it's easier to vote in Georgia than it is in Delaware or New York State.
Correct.
So
that's it. They lie all the time. But I'll tell you an anecdote. I have a neighbor. She's a conservative Hispanic woman. She's in her 80s. I would talk. I know she has very conservative values. And yet, when I asked her about voting, it turned out she had told me she wasn't going to vote. But then somebody, you know, was able to convince her that she had to vote. And she had to vote against Trump because Trump was a racist. And I said, Trump's not a racist. Oh, yes, he is. That's all I hear on the TV every day. He's a racist.
Hmm.
So when you get your information that's nothing but propaganda telling you how you have to vote, even though it's directly against your core values, it's hard to overcome that. We're starting to. And pain helps people focus a good bit. I'm not sure, you know, an 84-year-old woman who's, you know, on basically fixed income from investments and Social Security and everything else is going to feel a lot of the pain that she's causing by voting for Biden.
Well,
but enough people will feel the pain, I'm hoping.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody feels the pain right now. I mean, you can't get gasoline. You can't buy food for the most part. I mean, if you can afford to buy food, when you go there to get the food, they're not going to have the food on the shelves. I mean, he has been a failure on every account. You going to be here Friday?
I believe I will. I intend to. I'll let you know if I have a problem.
Roger that. Thank you for joining me tonight.
It is always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. For the rest of you, back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Moon Squad. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.